Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free, you can't take the sky from me. Well, my name is Wash, and as you can see, I fly this ship called Serenity. With Hawaiian shirts and dino toys, I can't complain. Now, Captain Mal Reynolds is an honorable kid, but the strangest thing Tight Pants ever did was hire some muscle with weapons, a man named Jane. Picked him up on a mission with my wife Zoe, his second in command. Why? I'll never know. He bribed him with a higher cut in his own room to retain. Now, with all of us, he is sailing, and at dinner he'll embarrass our mechanic girl Kaylee. I tell you, life ain't easy living with a man named Jane. Now, Kaylee, she likes Simon the Doctor. On the run with his sister, he acts prim and proper, much like Inara, the companion of the sky. And while Shepherd Book preaches the Ten Commands, drank a can of Blue Sun, spilled some of my hands, which made River freak out, and none of us rightly know why. Now, we've tangled with Badger, Niska and Reavers, and all kinds of low-down dirty deceivers, like Early and Saffron, sent straight from the special hell. But that day we heard a rumble that bumped. I looked out the window and knew we were humped. 'Twas an Alliance skyscraper spaceship citadel. Somehow they disabled our home sweet barge. They took us all nine to the men in charge. Mal quietly planned our escape. He's a clever guy. But then this one suit insulted Jane's hat. 'Twas a gift from his mom. Well, he shouldn't have done that, 'cause he said, "My name is Jane, you damn moon brain. Now you're gonna die." Jane hit him hard right between the eyes with some thrilling heroics, but to his surprise, the thugs pinned him down in a manner unorthodox. They said, "We're not Alliance, we're something much worse, the most feared and hated power in the whole verse. We're the execs from the television network named Fox. We need your time slot for a show with Bill Bell and me and that chick from Saved by the Bell, 'cause fast cars and TNA means ratings won't be small." Mal said, "We got fast ships and four hot babes. We're big damn heroes with a killer fan base. Weren't for us and the Simpsons, they wouldn't even watch you at all." Then they said, "Your program's canceled, so now you must go, so I can think up a cheap new reality show full of dumb guys and hot sluts who for money will mate." So we sent out our plot in a call of distress, and we're joined by the Earth ship Planet Express, and Fry told us their show suffered the exact same fate. So Mal and Leela planned a double attack. We surprised the execs, sent their goons running back. Soon the Browncoats and Bender came busting through the glass. We said, "This is for Firefly and Futurama." Then we bitch slapped him fast till he cried for his mama, and we told him, "Bite my shiny metal ass." Yeah, you're goddamn right, that's what we did. We left him in the dust when we pulled our reversal. Now we got a movie over at Universal and tons of loot from the sales of that DVD box. The lesson to be learned from all these plans is never underestimate the power of fans. And if I ever get another sci-fi TV show, I think I'm gonna show it on UPN or WB, anywhere but Fox. I still hate that network. They canceled Wonder Falls 2, those rotten bastard, and The Tick, and The Lone Gunman, and Dark Angel, and John Doe, and True Calling again, and probably True Calling for a third time, and even Greg the Bunny, and I even like Herman's Head too. Go on.